So this religious harlot has done a great job to keep our minds away from that. And yet Yahweh allows something like this to be placed in a little geography book that one of the brothers doing his assignment, it was astounding unto him. When he looked at it, he said, it must be right. And it is right. He has a name. And they know his name. This world knows his name. Just like J.P. Green, he knows his name. But he says it's too late in the evening to change his name. No, it isn't. It's right to call him by his name. Is it too late to keep the Shabbat? Is it too late to stop sinning or to taking his name in vain? Is it too late to not steal? Is it too late to bear false witness? Is it too late to covet? If that's the case, it's too late to do any of that. To lie, to cheat? Is it too late when you commit adultery? Just repent? The traditions say that they're afraid of their money. They will lose their monies. They will lose about the millions that drove. Yahweh will drive them out. He's going to make his name known. And they're going to be driven out into everlasting darkness. For they despise his name. That's why he says to the preacher, you're cursed already because you despise my name. You won't use my name. You won't tell them my name. You already cursed. And these same lying preachers will go to Malachi and say, you're cursed with the curse because you have not paid your tithes. Then what about that scripture? They say you're cursed because you despise his name. That has just as much importance as that giving your tithes and your offerings. They are equal because every word of Yahweh is pure and not is to be refused. You refuse his name, you refuse him. You refuse his name, you refuse his love. And in this hour, he's making it known why. Because he must have those vessels that are ready for the kiln, for the fire. His name is going to go up in glory. I believe when Messiah was lifted up on that cross, he lifted up the Father's name. Hallelujah. He did not lift up some pagan name. Glory to Yahweh. Even today in the Greek language and even in the Latin language, there's no J in the language, period. Period. That's why folks argue with that first King James translation where my everything is an I because there were no J's. And that's why it was Jesus and Jesus. It's there. It doesn't make it right because of the Masoretic Jews or the priests change that and say, I don't know. He has a name. And he wants to be known by his name. What husband man doesn't want to be known by his name? So that's the first part of business. They want to ask, what is his name? Tell me his name. You say this mighty one is going to deliver us. I want to know his name. I think I would too. If someone is going to set me free, what is his name? Tell me his name. Who is this mighty one? What is this king's name that possesses that kind of power? He is going to make me free. I want to know his name. I want to know who he is. Why? Because when I hear that name, every time I hear it, it'll make me rejoice because I know he's going to make me free. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The scripture says in Psalms 29 verse 2, I want to work the Psalms for a while. Psalms 29. I want to emphasize his name. And I'll read that the way it is in that text you have. Alright? It says this, Psalms 29 verse 2. It says, give unto the Lord. Is that not what it says? Now, he is the Lord, all right? He is the master. He is the one with power. That's what the Lord is. He is the one that has servants unto him that submit and obey him under a dictatorial type of government. Then listen to this. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to understand this. You and your rebellionists, you will reject this. It says, give unto the Lord the what? Lord. Due to what? His name. Now what is the Lord's name? If there's a glory due to the Lord's name, what is his name? That's what it tells you to do. Give unto the Lord glory. You give unto Yahweh glory due to his name. That's his name. It's a name that is a wonderful name. It's a name of counseling. It's a pure name. It's the Father's name. So say, give unto his name the glory. Or the prestige, or the reverence that's due unto his name. Why? It says, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. But you worship Yahweh in the beauty of holiness, in the beauty of purity. There's a glory that is due unto his name. The scripture tells us that there was a man by the name of Simon. It called his name. His name was Simon of Cyrene. And the scripture said his name is Simon of Cyrene. Now, if Yahweh go to the pain-taking identity to identify Simon, God did it for your John, the Messiah. Then what about his name? What about him? Tell me. Something is wrong. And if we say it's irrelevant, then there's no life in his name. We that believe in his name, we should have everlasting life. Then there's no power to name at all. We don't even have to call on the name Jesus ever. We just say Lord. You say that. That's significant power. It has grave implications. Let me move on. Psalm 68 verse 4. Psalm 68 verse 4 and Psalm 72. Turn to Psalm 68 verse 4. It says, sing unto God. Is that not what it says? Psalm 68 verse 4. Sing unto God. It says, sing praises to what? To what? To his name. Is that not what it says? It says, sing praises to his name. If you sing praises to his name, then that must be a name you must exalt. It says, extol him that rideth upon the heaven by his name, Yah, and rejoice before him. So he tells you his name. Why we reject that? Why we don't like that? He tells you his name. He has a name. You sing praises unto his name. I was listening as we sing that song, He is Able. I will never sing it that way. Never. As I was listening the other morning to that vile thing up there in New England, where they consecrated this faggot, this pervert, this homosexual, this perverted dog, as a priest, this faggot, openly vowed gay. And they were singing that song, He is Able, More Than Able. It was, of course, about 2,000 people. I said, Yahweh, that is not anthem. No, Yahweh is able. Not that vile thing. Don't tell me that that God they were singing to will ordain a faggot to be a bishop and they gave him his mitre in his stead. Don't tell me. And they said that God wants us to do this. God, what God? They declare the same truth you. Yahweh is going to turn that place into the fire of hell. He's going to turn it into darkness. He's going to turn it into ashes. For this nation has blasphemed his name. They don't give glory unto his name. They give glory unto LeBron James. They give glory unto Kobe Bryant, a rapist. They give glory unto every kind of vile name it is. What do you think sell in the marketplace? Now they want LeBron James' name out there. They want Kobe Bryant's and Michael Jordan's name. Look how important the names are. Look what they esteem the names to be. Look what they associate with the name. They sell every kind of product with the name. They associate Michael Jordan, LeBron James, or Kobe Bryant with certain things. And people buy because of that. And when Yahweh associate his name with his word and his truth, we reject it. We won't buy the truth. We reject that, but you'll buy Paul because of Kobe Bryant. You'll buy a pair of sneaky shoes for your wicked sons and daughters because of this pervert that's raping young women, would you? That's what the world does. Yet this rapper here, this fat farmer, this perverted thing, you'll buy a pair of $100 sneakers or some sweatshirt that this freak, this man called himself P. Diddy. And they buy that for their wicked youngins and pour that vile thing into their hearts. Why? Because P. Diddy says it's good. And yet Yahweh says it's good. You give praises unto my name and we reject that. You're going to die in your sins. I'm telling you, you're going to die without the knowledge of Yahweh. You're going to give praises unto those names. They exalt Shaq. They exalt David Robertson and Tim Duncan's. Sure they will. These heathens, these barbarians, these gladiators, they're gods. Don't you understand these football players? They're gods. Supernatural strength. Don't you understand what they do is a gladiator sport? That's why the world loves them. That's why they go out every Sunday. They fill the stadiums. That's why they go out on Saturdays. Sun Devils. The name of certain teams. The Duke Blue Devils. The devils. The demons. They're worshiping devils and demons. The Seahawks. What is a Seahawk? They worship their demonic spirits, their beast spirits, the lions. They worship them. That's why they go out the falcons. Unclean things, all of them are unclean things. The bobcats, the panthers, they're all unclean spirits. You don't know the soul of panthers, but by their names, by the name it is the panthers. Sure it is. It's not just a football team. It's the Charlotte Panthers. They're known as the Panthers. The basketball team is the Bobcats. The team that left was the Hornets. They're all across the nation. Colleges, all of them have names. And you will find 99.9% of them are unclean, beastly things. The Maryland Terpents, a turtle. They're all unclean things. The Ravens, they're all unclean birds. Unclean animals. That's what they are because their gods are unclean. And they go out to their stadiums on Sunday night, on Saturday morning, and they worship their God. Anytime you worship God, there must be an exaltation of Him. You think when they get out, they don't chant, go blue devils, go. Go 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 devils, go. You think they don't say that? Huh? Or you think they just say, go, go, go. No, there are two teams out there. The devils. The devils are against the Gamecocks. Go devils, go devils, go Gamecocks, go Gamecocks. They exalt their gods. And they know them by names. When they hear the name of the Gamecocks, something happens inside of a man. What school you went to? I went to South University of South Carolina Gamecocks. When they hear that name, it's something that arouses them. Say what you will, say such the truth. When they hear the name of the Detroit Lions, something arouses those people. They get out early in the morning and tailgate, and they bring their sacrifices. No, Yahweh doesn't want any sacrifices of lambs and goats and hogs. They go out to have their pickings and their sacrifices and their tailgating. Every religion, you have to do that. There's a food sacrifice. There's a food bending in all of these religions of the world. Sure you do. They take food and things to their gods. Sure they do. When the pharaohs would die, they would put food in there to take them on their journey to that nether land. They went to hell. That's where the pharaohs went. They went down into darkness. They're gods. And he always say, my name is to be praised. I ride upon the heavens. And he said, this is the one. No, I'm the one that rides upon the heavens. The other ones, they just stand in the heavens. I ride on the heavens. He said, I ride on the heavens because I made them. The heavens identify me. I want to read these scriptures because there's some profound scriptures here. It says in Psalm 72, verse 17. Psalm 72, 17. It says his name. Whose name? Do you hear that? Can I ask you a question? Did not the scripture says that Mary, her name would be blessed? And everywhere, all those that hear that name, they will know it's a blessed name. Now, whose name is this? David said in Psalm 72:17, his name shall endure forever. His name shall continue as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. And all nations shall call him blessed. What name is going to be established like that? There's only one name. There are many lords, there are many gods. There are all kinds of kingdoms. But there's only one name that's going to endure forever. It's going to stand the test of time. And all man can do, he still can't hide it. He wants that name in our hearts. And when we hear it, it will make us shout and be glad and rejoice in him. Look at what it says in Psalm 76:1. It says in Psalms chapter 76. Psalm 76 and verse 1. I want to read it just like it is. Psalm 76 and 1. Look what it says. It says, in Judah is God known. His name is great in Israel. What name is great then? Amen. Do they talk about his name, the possessor? Especially concerning him or himself. What name? His name is great. His name is great in Israel. What name is great in Israel? There are many gods. There are many lords. There are all kinds of... The matter of fact, he said, Israel, they went after every strange war spirit there was. Under every big tree they went. Every tree there was, where there was an altar, they were there. So there were many gods. Now, which one's name was great in Israel? Which one delivered them from the bondage? Which one brought the Ark of Covenant unto them? Which one brought the blessing unto their house? Which God? Who is he? What is his name? I want to know that one. That's the one I want to know. Scripture's so simple. It's easy to understand. It's just our corrupt manner. And our traditions have corrupted us and made us saltish. We just don't want to hear what he says. But Yahweh allows this to be written. And he inserts that in that little geography book for this brother to do his work today. And he looks and says, my, isn't that something how they wrote that? Amen. The altar of Yahweh. In parentheses, they put God. It's right there in their school book, saints. They want to use it as a historical reference of his name, but that is his name. And that ain't no doubt about it. Don't you ever be ashamed of his name to anyone. I'm not ashamed of, I use his name. I don't care who the person is, I still use his name. They understand who I'm talking about. I use his name. I was talking to that young man down there today at Walmart. And I was talking about Yahweh, his goodness and his mighty power. And he said that he was intrigued by what I was saying. He didn't fight against it. It almost awakened him. He said, oh, never heard it like that. Sure I did. I'm not ashamed of his name. I'm not ashamed of this gospel because in this truth is his name. The scripture says in Psalms 92 verse 6. 96 verse 2. Psalms 96 verse 2. It says, sing unto the Lord. That's what it says. I know Elder Martin doesn't like the way when I do that, but that's all right. For expedience. That someone, their hearts may receive this truth. You. It says, sing unto the Lord. And I use that because I want to emphasize, sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. What name do you bless? Do you bless the name Lord? What name do you bless? If that is his official position, Mr. Bush is president. It will be like, sing unto the president, bless his name. Now, what is the president's name? In other words, acknowledge the president, call on his name. Now, what is the president's name in America? It is President George Bush. What is the king's name? Isn't that something? Because every king in the earth had a name. Every king, he was known as Pharaoh, but he had a name. And yet this divine king has no name. He's just known as King of Kings. And what is the king's name that when the kings hear that name, they submit and bow? This is the truth what I preach, saints. Psalms 99 verse 6. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name. They called upon his name. Is that not what scripture says? They call upon his name. They call upon the Lord. He answered them. They call upon Yahweh. And he answered them. See, that is his name. Samuel, Moses, and Aaron. They knew, the scripture says, his name. And they call upon his name. And Yahweh answered them. They knew his name. He has a name. And his name is Yahweh. When you find his name, you will find his son's name. Because he came in his father's name. He was identified with the father. Yahshua. And that is the father's name. Psalms 100. Verse 4 and 105. Psalms 100 verse 4. It says this. It says, enter into his gates, into the gates of Yahweh, with thanksgivings. Now into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And it tells you, and bless his name. And bless his name. What name are you going to bless? What name is going to fill your soul or fill your soul with gladness? You bless his name. He has a name that he wants to be blessed. And so when you enter into his courts, you want to bless his name. When you enter into the presence of the king, they will say, Hail, King Agrippa. That's what Paul did. That's what Messiah did. He identified him as Pilate. When they enter into the court, that was the protocol. You identify the ruler. So when you enter into his court, you identify him. Blessed be your name, Yahweh. I thank you, for that is thy name, and that is his name. And the more I preach it, the more it becomes more real to me. I won't stop preaching it, not for any of you all. It says in Psalms 105, verse 1. Psalms 105, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. I know what it says, Elder. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. What is his name then? If this Lord you're going to give thanks unto, what is the name you're going to give thanks unto this Lord in? Are you going to bless Baal, Ashtaroth, Molech? They're lords too. What is his name? Oh, give thanks unto Yahweh. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. He has a name. And in his name, as David says in 111 verse 9 of Psalms. Psalms 111 verse 9. I said, we want to take you down this road of his name. It says, he sent redemption unto his people. Only to his people he sent redemption. He hath commanded his covenant forever. Look what he says now. Holy and reverent is his name. What is his name? What is his holy name? What is his name to be revered? Come on, saints. Tell me his name. Tell me. If you find it in Scripture, show me. I'm not arrogant. I want to know. Holy and reverent is his name. He has a name that is holy. These are the attributes of his name. It's a holy name. It's a name that is full of reverence. Psalms 135 verse 3. Psalms 135 verse 3. Praise the Lord. For the Lord is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. David said, sing praises unto his name. Extol him that ride upon the heavens by his name, Yah. So it tells us what name to sing praises unto. Praise Yahweh, for Yahweh is good. Sing praises unto his name, for it is pleasant. He wants us to sing praises to his name. That's why those perverts, they're singing that song, he is able. They were not blessing Yahweh. They were blessing their God. No God ordains a sissy, a homosexual, to lead his people. That, you tell me, that's one of the most corrupt minds on the face of earth. That is corrupt. That's a corrupt mind. No, Yahweh's not going to allow a man that practice adultery and sin to lead his people. He's not going to do that. He's not going to allow a man to practice that. When a man practices that, he constantly desires that, he walks in that thing. He's not going to allow that. He's not going to allow an extortion or a perverted man to leave his people. He's not going to do that. He will kill him dead. He showed us that in the scripture where he's done that with men. He's not going to do that. The light shall go out. And his people will know that. If you're his people, he's not, his sheep know his voice. And if you're his sheep, you know his voice. Besides, I speak by the Spirit of Yahweh, I speak by the Spirit of the devil. Now you can say what you want to. Is either I speak his truth or I speak lies. It's one thing that I do know the truth. He has a name. And his name is Yahweh. I do know that. If I don't know nothing else. And if I just hold fast to that, I will find life in that name. I will find comfort. I will find salvation. I will find everything in that name. For that is the power whereby heaven was created. I know that. I'm convinced of that. Psalms 148 verse 13. Psalms 148 verse 13. Now I do this because for your sake that we can move expeditiously, a little fast. Psalms 148, because I would like to go from the old to the new. I will start out with scriptures in the new and some in the old, and I will go back and forward. But I'm doing this that we must understand, as I've shown us, every script, every word of Yahweh is pure. And we are the servants of Yahweh, we love it. Every word. And he doesn't confuse me in this. If you are confused because you're full of sin, where there's envy and strife, there's confusion and every evil work. You got strife in your heart because you're fighting against Yahweh. You're kicking against what He says. You're fighting against His authority. And so you're confused. For there's even strife, there is confusion and every kind of sadistic evil work. Get that scripture. You can't take that away. Psalms 148 verse 13. It says, let them praise the name of the Lord. For His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. Praise. Let them praise the name of Yahweh. They said, let them praise the name of the Lord. That's what it says. Right? Well, what is the name of the Lord that you're going to praise? No, it didn't that say praise His authority. I looked up that brother Allen and I was looking in scripture, and everywhere you look, that word shame is spelled S-H-E-M, but it's pronounced shame. 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 Nowhere I found whereby it changes from that when He uses His name. It's shame. So if we are going to do what scripture says, you got to do what scripture says. This is not what scripture commands you. Let them praise the name. They said the name here now. That is the name, a name that should be praised of the Lord. Now, what is the Lord's name? For His name alone is excellent. That's why you will praise it, because you know it is an excellent, beautiful, glorious name. You must praise His name. You must praise His name. Not His authority, not His position. Even if the position is Lord and God, He wants you to praise His name. That's what scripture says. Why? Because the name alone, not His title, His position, just the name alone is excellent. He wants us to praise His name. And He means what He says. He hasn't lied in the scriptures. We don't do what He says in war unto us. Glory to Yahweh. Psalms 149 verse 3. Psalms 149 verse 3. He said, let them praise His name. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with a timbrel and harp. Let them praise His name in the dance. What name? Yahweh. Do not they praise Satan's name in the dance? Come on, saints. I don't care where you go. I don't care if they're white, black, brown, Jew. They praise their gods in the dance. You go to these places where these black folks hang out, boy, these women would get, they get filthy, so nasty, so naked, so sultry, so provocative. They move their bodies in gyrations and movements that it takes a demon to do that. They twist their fannies, the men, the women, they have an encounter right there. They move their bodies in such ways it is perverted. And they praise their God in the dance. He said, let His people praise His name in the dance. Yeah, we praise His name in the dance. We dance before Him. We sing before Him. We praise His holy name. There's a lot more, but I want to read some more scriptures. That's right back there. Bless Him. Turn to Isaiah chapter 47. Look at what it says in Isaiah chapter 47. Isaiah 47, verse 4. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is His name, the Holy One of Israel. It doesn't even make sense. As for our Redeemer, your way of hosts is His name, the Holy One of Israel. He is our Redeemer. The Lord of hosts is His name. No, as for our Redeemer, your way is His name. And that is His name. You can see the clarity there. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't even have to study the scriptures. You see that. It's simple. This is a common man's salvation. Isaiah and 51:15. I want to read these scriptures. I really do. It says Isaiah 51:15. But I am the Lord thy God. True redemption, I am Yahweh thy Elohim. That divided the sea, whose waves roar. Yahweh of hosts, but it says in that rendition, the Lord of hosts is His name. Is that His name? Is that His name? Come on, saints, you have dictionaries in your homes. You look up these words. Yahweh of hosts is His name. It can't be the Lord of hosts. His name can't be President of the United States. That is my name. I am George W. Bush. And I personify the office
of the President of the United States. And because he is the President of the United States, I will honor him. I don't care if he's a Republican, a Democrat, or independent, a white man, or Jew man. It makes no difference at all. Because Scripture says, honor the king. And I will honor the king. Would you let him come here? Why, sure. Have Brother James to blow these streets down. We have Brother Ray Moore and everything there some more. Trim trees. Sure I would. Paint. Spot paint. I'll get everything as clean as possible. And say to the king, come. Sit in our house. And we're going to tell you what we believe too. I trust in your way. Sure I am. Would you dishonor him? Why, no. I wouldn't do that. As a matter of fact, there would be a fear there. Something's wrong in your spirit if you say, no, I wouldn't. Something is wrong with you. And that's a fact. Yes, something is wrong with you. Even Messiah did this on a pilot. When Paul went before Agrippa, he said, Paul almost persuaded me. He said, boy, he said, you know, King Agrippa, ain't nothing I can hold back from you. You know what the scripture says. You know what it says. He said, Paul, he said, you're right. He said, boy, you're good. You're convincing what you're teaching too. He said, you almost persuaded me. You did. Know what the scripture where you saw them do that. When Isaiah went into Hezekiah, he told me he was going to surely die. Sure he did. He didn't dishonor the king. It's a protocol. That's what this crazy, filthy trash has taught us. And it's wrong. It's wrong. It's wrong. Do I agree with the policies of this nation? Not at all. But I won't dishonor the king. I won't do that. Because he is the king. Why? Because every king, Yahweh established every king. The heart of the king is in the hand of Almighty Yahweh. And as he turneth the river whithersoever they go, he turneth the car of the king. He established every king. And when you dishonor the king, you dishonor him out of your way. Crazy trash has taught us. Well, he's not a Democrat. All Democrats going to hell, just like all Republicans and all. All of the saints of Yahweh are going into the kingdom. And that's just the fact. That's the truth. Yes, I would invite Mr. Bush to come here. I said, you see how many folks here, Mr. Bush? We don't have a lot of money. You take a approach like this, you'll be very wise. You sure could do a whole lot in this country. You could. With a little bit. And you imagine with $10 trillion? It wouldn't take but $1 trillion a year. We could take care of the whole world with the other $9 trillion. And everybody can live very wealthy in this nation. Sure they could. It's the lust and the greed. That's why Satan, he will never. He loves what he has. He's always fighting. Oh, James got a new car. He got a new suit on. Gotta get me one. Katrina, she got on new shoes. Don't get me. So, what is she? That's the spirit of this age. That's not what the Father wants. Why? But she got on new pair of shoes. Here, you can have these. There's more where those come from. It's not how it's done, brother and sister. Let me move on. The scripture says in Jeremiah 31, verse 35. Jeremiah 31, 35. I'm not going to wait for you. Jeremiah 31, 35. Thus saith the Lord, thus saith Yahweh, which giveth the sun for light of the day. Did he not do that? And the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for the light by night, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar. And then it says, the Lord of hosts is his name. Who is this one that did all that? I would like to know him. I would like to know him personally. If he set the sun for the light and the stars of the moon arranged for light in the day, tell me, if he is the Lord of hosts, what is his name? Yahweh is his name, and that is his name, saints. Ain't no bones to pick about that. I know what our traditions have done and our doctrines, but that is his name. The 32nd chapter of Jeremiah, verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Now look at that! Jeremiah 32:2. The Lord is his name. Doesn't make sense. Jeremiah 33:2. I'm sorry. 33. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it,
the Lord is his name. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that that doesn't even equate there. I can see, thus saith the Lord, all right. The maker thereof, okay. The Lord that formed it to establish it. And then Billy is his name. Okay, I can buy that. But the Lord is his name? No, it can't be, saints. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 34. It says, their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. He shall thoroughly plead their cause, that he may rush to the land and disquiet the inhabitants of Babylon. Their Redeemer is strong. The Lord of hosts is his name. No, their Redeemer is strong. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Amen. He's going to thoroughly plead. He has pled with us. He has. He wants us to come out of Babylon. He doesn't want us to go back into Babylon. He doesn't want us to be a part of this wicked world system. I don't care what you say. This is real. Just like he put Israel in Egypt. But he gave them Goshen too. He gave them a separation from the whole house of Egypt. He gave them a place where they had garlic and flesh pots, and there was plenty for them to eat. He has not changed his plan. Not one bit at all. It's just a corruption of Satan. He never intended for his people to live like cattle in these places like we live. He never intended for that. He never. That's why he came with a sure sign to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. These people love this wicked world just like Lot's wife and his son-in-laws. They will leave their wives for the world. They will leave their daughter. That's why 76% of the population is separated. That's why men cannot be faithful to their wives. Why? Because this world draws them. It commands them not to be faithful. And they can't do it. I was talking to a man, he said, 31 years, and all of a sudden I messed up. I said, man, come on, what in the world, you put yourself in a position like that? 31 years? I said, first of all, I'm not going to put myself in a position like that. I said, I'm not going to get friendly with any woman that I will put myself in a position like that. I said, what in the world are you thinking? Amos chapter 5, verse 8. Now, this is a profound verse. I like this. Amos chapter 5, verse 8. It says, now, seek him. That's what it says. Amos 5, verse 8. Seek him that made the seven stars and Orion. Why is it that he named the stars and Orion? Why he named that now? He said, seek him now. If he named a star and named it, would you think he got a name too? If he named the star, he made the seven stars and Orion. Wouldn't you think that there's a name for him too? He said, and turneth the shadows of death into the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, that calleth for water of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. No, Yahweh is his name. Seek him. Who is him? Well, Yahweh. If Orion has a name, then what is his name? He has a name, saints, and that is his name. Chapter 9, verse 5 and 6 of Amos. I'm going to read the proper way throughout. Amos chapter 9, verse 5 and 6. And the sovereign Yahweh of hosts is he that toucheth the land, and it shall melt, and all that dwell therein shall mourn, and it shall rise up wholly like a flood, and shall be drowned as the flood of Egypt. He says in verse 6, it is he that buildeth his stories in the heavens, and hath founded his troops in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. Yahweh is his name. Only one can do that. Yahweh can do that. No one else can do that but Yahweh. The scripture says in Acts chapter 5, verse 40, and 41. I'm going to close there. And to him they agreed, and when they had called the apostles and beat them, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Yahshua, and let them go. Acts chapter 5, verse 40. It says in verse 41, and they departed from the presence of the council. Why? Rejoicing that they were counted worthy
to suffer shame for his name. They were glad that they were able to suffer shame for the name now. That's what it says. So they suffer shame for a name. What is the name? Who is the one that gave the name to the one that would bear forth his righteousness? The name came from the Father. And he did not give a name that would take away from his imminent power. You can believe that. His name is Yahweh. Your sure came in the glory and the power of Almighty Yahweh. That is his name. And his name ought to be praised. It ought to be exalted. It ought to be glorified. And we ought to sing to his name. We ought to extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name. Can't nobody ride upon the heavens but him. Nobody but Yahweh. He rides upon the heavens. Why? Because he is the creation of the heavens. He created all things. And he has a name. He is my Father, but he is my Yahweh. May he bless you and keep your hearts pure. Sanctify you with his word of faith. We may walk continuously in this precious hope that he has given us through his Son, Messiah, Yeshua. Pray for each other, saints. Father, give the brothers rest in their bodies, the brothers in their faithfulness. Go out and work. I bless them all. But Father, give these brothers that go out and challenge the powers of darkness every day, rest in peace and comfort in the best. And I pray in Yeshua's name. Bless them, I pray. Bless us all, I pray. We ask it in Yeshua's name. Bless you all, saints. Glory.